It's 11 past 12 here on 11.16 SEN, and of course we've all got BBL and WBBL fever. The Strikers took on the Strikers yesterday at the MCG and came up with a very nice win in the end. Anna Lanning was one of the stars of that win. Joins us now from the Melbourne Stars. Hello, Anna.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Your first hit out for the Stars, and you were instrumental in bringing the points home for the girls.
Yeah, it was nice to get out in the middle and have a hit. Obviously, we'd lost a few on the trot before that, so it was nice to get a win, and we're sitting in the top four, which is nice.
Now, you've played 10 so far, and you're sitting third at the moment, a 50-50 split for the year. You've got four to go. Obviously, finals are what you set out to do, and at this stage, it looks like things going right, you're going to be there.
Yeah, so we'd lost four in a row, and with five games to play, we sort of spoke about it sort of being a mini-series of five games for us to win. So I think we have to win, I think, at least four of them to make finals. So we've ticked one off. So hopefully we've got four more to come.
Now, you're only chasing 94 yesterday, but they always seem to be those tricky little chases that get teams into trouble. There's some mental thing there that makes teams sort of, I won't say choke, but you just sort of get the yips a little bit.
Small totals are always tricky. You know, the wicket was a tad slow. So we lost an early wicket, which isn't ideal, but, you know, to their credit, I think Megan Shute really bowled quite well. So it was nice to have a good partnership with Katie Mack at the end there.
Yeah, Katie's been in really good form, hasn't she? 31 off 33 yesterday, but she's been hitting them well right through the tournament and been getting starts and going on with it, which has been really pleasing.
Yeah, she opened for us last year, so she's had a shift in the order. She's very quick between the wickets. I was struggling a little bit out there with her, but she's been a solid performer at that sort of number five position, and really steadied the ship for us yesterday.
Now, Meg didn't play yesterday. Your sister, did she twing a hamstring in the warm up?
Not 100% across it, but she's just a bit tight in the hamstring. So rather than risking her, and you know, she's got a massive couple of months coming up with the World Cup and the Ashes and that sort of thing. So I think more precautionary, and hopefully she'll be out right for the next game.
When you lose a wicket as early as you did, Jess Cameron out for a first ball duck, what's the feeling on the bench? Is Plan B enacted straight away, or you just go, okay, no, that's all right, we you know, these things happen?
Yeah, look, obviously not ideal, but you're right, these things do happen, and, you know, I think with Hayley Jensen coming in and then Nat Siver, we always confident, no panic stations at all. These things happen. You're either none for 50 or you might lose a wicket first ball.
The only thing is, though, in T20, that's such a massive blow, whereas if that happens in the longer form of the game, you think, oh, well, you know, that's you lose a wicket early sometimes, you've got to go with it, but you've got so much less time to recover from an early wicket loss that it you'd be forgiven if there was a bit of panic.
Yeah, look, T20 is a funny game. I mean, it is short, but then you have more time than you think. So, look, we're confident in the batting group that we have. So, and obviously chasing 94, I think it was, we weren't panicking too much. Maybe if it was a bigger total, we might have been a bit worried.
Did 94, when you walked off at 94, were you supremely confident then that, yeah, that's really gettable, as opposed to sometimes you can walk off and think, ooh, it's going to be tricky on this wicket?
Yeah, obviously the bowlers and the way we fielded set it up. So to be able to restrict them to 94 was a fantastic effort, and I think credit needs to go to the bowlers. We were confident, but yeah, T20 is a funny game.
Now you pack up the kit bag now and head to Perth for a couple of games and then to Hobart for the final two games.
Yeah, it's all go at the moment. So we've got the day off today, and then we travel to Perth tomorrow, play Adelaide again there, and Perth in another game, and yeah, get back, and I think we've got a day off and then straight to Hobart, so it's all happening at the moment.
Yeah, four games in 8 days, that's a pretty rigorous schedule.
Yeah, it is. Obviously we play each team twice in the competition, so that's 14 games, and yeah, it's all pretty jam-packed, but that's just the way the scheduling is, and I know other teams have had it a bit rough, so I think we're not in too bad of a position.
And yourself, Anna, are you yesterday sort of got you into the team, obviously, and planned on staying there?
Well, I'd like to. Not really up to me, but I did my role yesterday, so it's just good to get the win.
So, in a perfect world, what would be your role?
Obviously, I'm just going to come in the middle order, knock a few around, get up and down the wicket, and if we've got people like Meg or Jess or Nat Siver in, then they'll be the ones to have a crack, but yeah, I'm just just playing my role, that anchor role.
You mentioned the program coming up after the BBL finishes. It's pretty full on, isn't it?
Yeah, so especially for the Aussie girls, I think they go to New Zealand or play New Zealand here, then go there and then back for a little bit, then the World Cup and then the Ashes at the end of the year. So it's all go through the moment at women's cricket.
How have you found the reaction of the crowd? I mean, you played in front of a couple of big crowds these last couple of games. You've been there, obviously, been watching from the dugout and stuff. Have you found the last couple of games against the Renegades?
Yeah, it's been fantastic, the amount of people who've come down and supported us before the men's game. So nice that they can come in early and just watch how we go about it. I think most of them are really impressed and actually a bit surprised about how well we can play.
You've been able to hear probably some of the crowd comments. What's the sort of stuff they say?
They love it. There's a massive amount of young girls who come in and say, oh, it's my first game and I loved every minute. We're going to come back and watch. So it's really pleasing to hear those sorts of comments.
Must be nice, yeah, to be on the the pointy end of what's becoming a very, very, I don't know how to put this, the momentum that you're getting for women's cricket in the WBBL is just terrific. The way it is transcending into people wanting to play the game, not just watch the game.
Yeah, it's obviously over the last sort of 5 or 6 years, women's sport actually has grown massively. So the amount of coverage and that sort of thing that we've been getting is fantastic, and people are jumping on board, and especially with this, at the Stars. I mean, we have a lot to do with the men's team, so they're quite supportive of us as well.
Yep. And does cricket, do you think, going to do all right in terms of when we talk about Jess Cameron, who opened the batting for you yesterday, and we've got other girls around who also are sort of playing a couple of sports at the same time? I mean, I think you played a bit of hockey, didn't you?
Played a bit of soccer, yeah.
Soccer, okay.
I think at the moment there sort of is that allowance for girls to play a couple of sports.
Where do you think cricket sits in terms of will it do okay when it comes down to girls making decisions about which of the two sports or three sports they've got in front of them that they might pick?
Yeah, I think so. I think at the moment, with the MOU coming about with ACA, the talks with ACA and CA, I think maybe... probably in the next sort of 5 years that you might have to make a choice, which I think is a good thing. But I think for the moment that I think more girls should be playing as many sports as they can.
What do you do apart from the cricket, Anna? Are you studying, your job? What are you juggling?
Yeah, I did study. I studied exercise science, and I'm currently working at a place called Club Warehouse. So we sort of supply sports medical equipment to elite teams around Australia.
Club Warehouse, very well-known brand. A lot of sporting clubs, a lot of footy clubs in that Club Warehouse. You see that logo everywhere.
Yep.
They're obviously, because they're involved in the sports industry, they're obviously pretty good with you in terms of flexibility with hours and stuff like that, which is obviously so important, you being able to continue to do this.
Yeah, correct. They've been fantastic with me. I went over to England this winter. And they were fantastic with that as well. So they've been very supportive of me, which is nice.
Is there going to come a time? I mean, we talk about the choice you have to make between sport and sports and other sports. What about the choices you have to make between sport and a job?
Yeah, it's a bit tricky at the moment. I think most of the girls are either studying full time or working pretty much full time. So it'd be nice to sort of not have that sort of stress as well. But like I said before, I think the way women's sport's going, I feel like that we'll be able to do sport full time.
Yeah, it's a growing thing. I mean, there's probably a couple of dozen now who are able to do it without having to juggle a job, but as time goes on, that number will increase. And as you mentioned, the negotiations that are going underway at the moment for the pay for both the men and the women's, that'll bring a bit of a landslide with it too, I think.
Yeah, that's right. It's obviously heading in the right direction, and hopefully CA and the ACA can come to a good agreement for all of us, which I'm sure they will.
Two games in Perth at Lilac Hill in Perth, which is a beautiful spot. I've seen pictures of that. I've never actually been there, but I've seen pictures of the cricket ground there. It's one of the little iconic little venues in WA.
Yeah, I've not actually played there myself either, so I've heard it's quite a nice ground. So hopefully we can get two wins against Adelaide and Perth.
Right, and then you've got a couple against the Hurricanes in Hobart. Hopefully a big finish to the season. Hopefully you're part of all those games. Anna, thank you very much for your time today. Well done on the win yesterday. They're tricky little targets, those around that 90 mark, but you did it quite comfortably in the end.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much for having me.
Anna Lanning joining us there from the Melbourne Stars in the WBBL at the moment. They sit third on the ladder, 5-5.